He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 469. Have an interesting gadget for you today, and a couple pieces of news, websites you might enjoy. And of course, we have the apps of the day. Before we begin, I want to tell you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely answer all my email. Yeah, so there we go. All right, let's get started today. We are going to click this little button here. There we go. As I said, we're on episode 469. If you want to get the show notes from the Gadget Professor, go to our website, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and scroll down, and right here you'll see newsletter. Put your email address in there, and every Thursday, wow, you're going to get the free show notes, which is a synopsis of everything that we talk about, and all you do is click it, and it will take it to that link, to the website, to the app, whatever it may be. So here's our gadget of the day. This is a 1080p USB webcam with a mic, PC camera for video calling and recording conference calls online, teaching, business meetings, compatible with your desktop, your laptop, your MacBook for Windows and the Android iOS. How about that? Basically, it's a USB 1080p webcam. This is put out by a company. I'm going to try to pronounce it AngieTube. That's what it's called. A different spin on webcams, if you will. First of all, this sells for $49. If you Google it before you buy it, you probably will be able to pick this up for $30. For $30, it's a reasonably decent webcam. So let's take a peek at some of these photos here. Actually, I do have it, and it's right here. I'll hold it. Well, we'll take a look at it in a second. Close-up wise, you can see right here that there's a focusing ring on this, and you have to turn that ring and focus whatever it is you're going to be videotaping. So if I have this on my laptop and I'm sitting here, I need to focus it just once. As long as I don't move back and forth, you know, within a reasonable distance, it will stay in focus, and it's reasonably sharp. 99% of the webcams that you're going to buy today have autofocus. Why they decided on making it a manual focus, I don't know, other than the lens is probably not the highest quality, or they didn't want to spend the money on the electronics. After all, it's only $50. Okay. That said, this will be used for YouTube, Skype, Split, Mixer, Zoom, any of those friendly webcam sites that are out there. It's USB, so it will work with everybody. It does have a slightly wider angle of view than most webcams. It also has a nice mount with a tripod screw that you can use to put it on a tripod, or like I have mine now, right on the top of the actual laptop. It's also good because of the way it folds, as you can see here, to use as a little product video camera. So we may try that out in a future episode and see how this actually works. I am going to show you what this looks like on Zoom or on Skype, but it's kind of convoluted, and we'll check that out in a minute. And here you can see that actual mount, how it flexes in the back, rotates up, rotates down, so on and so forth. It has a 360-degree manual focus rotation. You can use it with the Xbox, so on and so forth. It does say it's a full 1080p, and it does a reasonably good job for $30. If you want a better webcam, I always would recommend the Logitech 920. I think that's the king of the hill in these types of little webcams. But again, if you don't want to shell out a little bit over $100, for that type of webcam, then this may be an answer for you. With regards to reviews, it gets 414, 4.5 stars. So as I said, it's a reasonably decent camera to purchase, especially if you can get it for $30. So I have no real complaints with it. I hate to do this, but I'm going to actually shrink my screen down. And this is what it looks like on Skype. Now remember, you're going through a video processing equipment, so you're actually seeing a doubly bad view. Okay, it's not even working for the doubly bad view. Okay, here we go. There we go. Now it's working. So there it is. As you can see, it gives you a very wide view. The lighting looks horrible, and that's not because the lighting here is horrible. It's because I'm going through my laptop in through a video processor and back out again. It's being double transmitted, but you know, the angle of view is fine. The focus is reasonable. The color representation is reasonable, and it will look significantly better than we actually have here. So that is essentially what it looks like. If I had to rate it from 1 to 5, I'd give it a 3. The microphone that's built into this is not the best, but none of them really are, so you got to be careful there. So if you can pick this up for $30, which frequently you can, and you don't want to spend a lot of money, and your kids need a cam for school, and you know, money's tight right now, which I'm sure it is for everybody, this is a very reasonable camera. You won't be unhappy with it. Again, you're not paying $100+ for it. You're paying $30 for it. If you buy it on Amazon, it's actually, let's call it, close enough to $50. But it does the job. All right. Crawling right along here, this is one of these devices that is a sign of the times, if you will, and I have to laugh about it because this is a holster that kills germs. Yeah, so you can purchase this. I'll have the link in my show notes, and it's a holster that if you push on it, as you can see there, it will dispense your disinfectant gel. And you can put that wherever you like. So I thought I would show it to you. These days, it's probably not as stupid an idea, especially if you're flying. But it's great for people on the go. It's called the Bond Sanitizer. So there you go. I don't believe it comes in colors. You have to go with white. But you're always prepared. You know, you may want to put it on your purse or whatever. But it's kind of a stupid thing, but given the times that we're in, it might not be that stupid because you're always looking for where that bottle is. Now you're ready. You can shake hands. I guess you can't. You got a social distance. But anyway, there it is. You can check it out further if you so like. Now, I know a lot of you, many of you, most of you have the Amazon Echo, and you may be wondering how you can actually stream other music services, like any music service you want, through your Amazon Echo and also the Google speaker too. This article, which I won't get into, but this really very simply shows you how you can use the Amazon Echo to stream, and your Google Play machine, to stream anybody's music, anybody that you want. Spotify, it shows you how to do that via Bluetooth. It's quite simple, and this is probably a neat thing to use, especially if you want to, there's a ton of albums and music available on YouTube at all times, and it will show you how to actually stream the audio from YouTube onto your Echo devices and simultaneously at that. So it's kind of a neat workaround, if you
Sorry,
will.
I'm not sure.
I mentioned the word Echo, and this it picked it up. So there you go. All right. If you are so inclined, this is a free, you just have to register, photography show. It's a virtual festival, and you can talk to exhibitors supposedly in real time, see new kit and get creative with practical demos at the photography show, virtual festival. I'm going to attend this. It's September 20th and 21st. Only to see how they're going to do this because, as I mentioned in last week or the week before, they've canceled the Consumer Electronics Show. So I'm real, real curious to see how this is going to be done and how I can speak to the vendors in real time. I I just don't have a fathom. I mean, if there's, I'm making this up, if there's 5,000 people watching this international photography show and 100 people want to talk to the guy at Sony or Nikon or whatever, what are they going to have, 20, 30 people always there so you can instant chat? I don't know. I'm going to attend because I want to see how they're going to apply the technology to this. Okay, another crazy device that I came across, and I've actually used these in the past, and they're getting better and better, and actually they're getting cheaper and cheaper. This is a super mini computer. Essentially, it's a stick. This is called the W5 PC stick. It's an Intel Atom Z8350 Windows 10 Pro version. This is a mini computer. It comes with 4 gigs of DDR RAM, 64 gigs of eMMC, and it supports 4K HD. It comes with dual band 2.4 and also 5 gigahertz dual band Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 4.2. All in this little stick for $140. And if you click, well, actually click the coupon, it's $140. This is a great device if you want to just stick it in your pocket and go. It's 2.36 inches long. It has an HDMI plug, a power button, power port on it, which is kind of nice. You got to have power somewhere, but it's just you plug in your power supply and away you go. It has a USB connector on it, a USB 2 and a USB 3. And it has a TF card, so if you want to put in a camera card, small TF card, you can do that too. This works, all you need is a monitor. This will work as a NAS drive. It'll work on your office equipment. It will work with the projector. It's a really cool, real interesting device, and they work well. So I'll just put this up on the show notes. If you want to take a peek at it, go ahead and do that. But very, very, very interesting device for sure. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. I just loaded this last night, and I love it already. This is a free app. It's available on both platforms, the iOS and the Android system. I put this actually on my iPhone, and it works real well. It's going to give you all kinds of real high-quality black and white photos. I do like black and white photos. Black and white's a lot harder than you would think, a lot harder than color. But this is a really nice app. Does have some in-app purchases, but the main app is free, and I think you'll get everything you want out of the free app. If you want to buy the in-app purchases, then go for it. And they're very inexpensive, so if you like the app and you like the other add-ons, by all means, check it out. Here's another app. Again, it's available on both platforms. It's called Over. This allows you to add text and photos and graphics and become a designer. Now, what I like about this is it's going to give you fancy schmancy designs that you need real quickly. And the way it does that is it has all kinds of cool templates. And that's all you have to do is click the template you want. And then from there, you have the ability to alter it and edit it at will. So when you end up with this, if you're not graphically inclined, and I am not, you basically look at it, see if you like it. If you don't, you can change it. It's a very, very, very nice app. Check this out. You're going to like it. It gets very high rankings. It gets 4.5, and there's over almost 11,000 people that are using this. So take a peek at that. Now, this next app is a really handy app, again, available on both platforms. It's called Pexels, and this is nice. What I like about this is if you want some artwork, if you're doing a brochure, let's say for your company or your hospital or your Boy Scout group or whatever it may be, and you want it to look professional, these are photographs, professional photographs that you can actually use without worry about paying copyright fees or copyright infringement. So this is a real handy website. You may not need it now, but keep this in mind. It will come in handy at some point in time, I promise you. Another creative app that is free right now, there are in-app purchases. You know, when I say these apps are free, they're free. To enhance the apps and for these companies to make money, they got to sell you something. So they'll kind of switch you in. I don't want to say bait and switch, but they'll give you the app away and give you X amount of functionality, maybe 50% functionality. And then if you want the real fancy stuff, if you like what you see, then you have the option of buying in or not buying in. This is one of these apps that for free you get a lot. If you like special effects and real high quality graphics, and just click on the effect, see if you like it. If you don't, you click on the next one. This is nice. So it's a free intelligent camera app that lets you add the best filters and effects to your photographs before you can even take the shot. So you can set up what effects you're looking for and then take the shot and see if you like it. Very fun app, very cool. Your kids will love this. I think you'll love this too. Your photos are going to be a lot better. Trust me. I mentioned this, maybe 6-7 months ago. They just did an update. The app just got 100 times better than what it was when it originally came out, called Visionist. And what you see here is really what you're going to get. These illustrations here are really nice. Again, the app is free. If you want to get into the heavy duty stuff, you can purchase, and they're not expensive, the upgrades. This app gets 4.8 out of 5. I love this app. It's a lot of fun. And it really gives you some highly visual, creative, colorful graphics to share. Real nice app. Now, this last app is called Night Sky. Available for both platforms. I think it works better on the iPhone myself. But this is a nice app. What this will do is it will show you the night skies, and it will enhance it. So again, 4.7 rating out of 5, but quickly identify stars, planets, constellations, and satellites in your own beautiful personal planetarium. This one is all done magically. Whether you're looking for a constellation or the International Space Station to research, this Night Sky app is the one for you. This one says it's primarily for the Mac, but you absolutely can use it on your iPhone, because I have it on my iPhone. This gives you new powerful sky views, and what I think is cool and what I used it for just this week is to check out the satellites that are in the sky, like the space station and some of the other radio telemetry vehicles that are in outer space. Plus, it gives you nice diagrams of the constellations. Super for learning, super for kids, and I think you're really going to like this app. It's one of those apps it's just a no-brainer. It just works. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I know many of you mentioned last week that my audio was horrific, and I appreciate you letting me know that. I definitely was aware. I didn't realize it was as bad as it was. Otherwise, I would have not have released the episode last week. I'm not seeing any errors as I'm recording right now, and usually it would flash up in red. So I haven't seen one red flash, which means the software that I'm using is working. The problem was there were a variety of problems. Most of my equipment is pretty much brand new. I redid the whole studio. What it was, for those who are interested, is there's a million settings in this new tech software that I'm using, and apparently when I reloaded everything, I missed an audio section, and there were three or four clicks there that weren't correct, so I changed those, and from what I'm seeing now, it looks pretty good. So we'll find out right now. If you're watching this, then you know the audio is okay. Thanks so much for tuning in. See everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.